For instance, if you go into a bank, you'll find some clerk buried under a pile of papers and pencils and paper mates and ink all over the floor and over their fingers and their hair disheveled, and oh, they're busy. You feel so sorry for them, and yet they accomplish nothing practically. When the day is done, they just fool themselves thinking that they did a lot of work. There's a radio shop near here. Whenever I go in there and say, oh, dear me, does that man ever accomplish anything? The desk full of wires, full of screwdrivers, full of nuts. Why, and if you want to find something, you can't. You've got to climb over a mountain of wires and nuts first before you can find a little screw that you need for your radio. He's working hard, and the fellow's sick, his liver's sick, naturally. His stomach's on the blink. And yet, he looks as if he was very busy. And when he sits down, he wants to rest. He'll be sure to sit on a screwdriver, something that he'll throw on the chair instead of putting it where it belongs. Well, that's dissipation of power. But you go into a bank and you ask for the president, the man that really runs the whole thing and is responsible for results. And what do you find? A man perfectly poised and calm, nice and easy to talk to. You look at his desk and you think he never has anything to do. Every book is in its place. Every pencil is just where it belongs. Does he write? Yes. When he gets through writing, that pencil goes back. It's not in his way. And when he gets through looking up a book, he'll take the book and he'll look up what he needs to know, and he doesn't throw it on the floor or on a chair, but he puts it back in his shelf where it belongs. And thereby he preserves and he conserves power and energy for the real job of managing. In other words, he manages. Most of us are being managed by our work. We're drowned by it. We forget. We do one job and forget the other job. But oh, the blessing of being composed and being hid with Christ in God and letting Christ really run us, possess us as an instrument that he works through and he works by.